My, my, my.
Let's everybody say hallelujah. Why don't you give God a praise this morning? Everybody stand up, please, if you can.
Oh,
Somebody say hallelujah. It's Easter, isn't it? Why don't you find somebody and give them a hug? Thank you, Jesus. Ringing, they're singing that we can be born again. Everybody sing, hear the bells ringing. Hear the bells ringing, they're singing, Christ is risen from the dead. The angel up on the tombstone said he is risen just like he said. Quickly now, go tell the disciples that Jesus Christ is no longer dead. Joy to the world, he is risen. Hallelujah. He's risen. Hallelujah. He's risen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bells ringing, they're singing, Christ can be born again. Hear the bells ringing. Hear the bells ringing, they're singing, Christ is risen from the dead. The angel up on the tombstone said he is risen just as he said. Quickly now, go tell the disciples that Jesus Christ is no longer dead. Joy to the world, he is risen. Hallelujah, he's risen. Hallelujah, he's risen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Amen.
Is risen, he's alive. grave's been denied. Jesus, Jesus lives forever. He's alive. He's alive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. Death has lost its victory, and the grave has been denied. Jesus lives forever. He's alive. He's the Alpha and Omega. He's the Alpha and Omega. First and last. The first and last is He. The curse of sin is broken. We have perfect liberty.
The Lord has made, I'll rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made, I'll rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made, I'll rejoice and be glad in it. Sing that. This is the day that the Lord has made, I'll rejoice and be glad in it. Celebrate. several people here this morning that are in need of prayer. Would you please come forward and we'll have those pray with you? Is that all right? It'll be all right. Somebody, I tell you what, just raise your hand if you have a prayer. Amen. Come on. And let's get some prayer warriors out there. Amen. Come on. Amen.
Thank you.
worship you.
Service at 7 o'clock, Wednesday nights, 8 o'clock, and Fridays we have our Watering Word Seed, which is at Sister Billy Coon's house. If you are interested, on our website, you will find the directions there. It meets at 11 o'clock at Billy's house. And then we'll be back Friday night at 8 o'clock. That is our Holy Ghost meeting. And then, of course, Sunday morning we'll be back here at 11 o'clock. And mark your calendars again. May 19th is going to be our church family picnic, and I will be seeking all of you out in the next week or two to get you to sign up to help out with something on that.
Praise God. Y'all ready to stand back up? What's today, somebody? All right. Easter, Resurrection Sunday, it's good, isn't it? What are we here to do today? Of course, right, every Sunday, every time we get together, we praise God. But on a day like today, it should be special because you should remember all that Jesus has done for you. None of us deserve to be here. We're all alive and blessed by the grace of God. So today, I want you to meditate on the sacrifice that Jesus made for you to be where you are. And when you think about all the things that you don't have yet, that God will bless you with, be grateful for what you do have. And also know that if He was good enough to send His only Son to die for you, He can take care of your bills too, and whatever else you might need. He's a good God. So I just want everybody to stand up. This is offering time. God gave us His only Son, and He just asks for 10% of what you have and what I have, and then an offering is above that tithe. But when you think about God gave His only Son for us, and sometimes it's a big deal for us just to give into the offering and give back, but He doesn't require everything, even though everything is His. He just asks you for just a little bit. So honor God with the first fruits of your increase, and you will be blessed. If you can stand, if you've got your seed ready, your offering, I want you to lift it up as high as you can. Praise God. Just lift it up to Jesus and thank Him for it. Lord, we thank You that on this day You gave us Your Son, that He died so that we can live, Father. We thank You that we are alive and we have fellowship with You because You gave us Your very best, Father. So in turn today, we honor You with our best. We honor You with the first fruits of our increase, Father. We give to You that which is precious to us because we love You, Father. And You deserve it and everything else that we have too, Father. You're deserving of all the praise and glory and honor. And we bless Your name, Father. And we thank You. Just lift your hands to Him for a minute. Lord, we thank You for dying on the cross, Father, that we could have the Holy Spirit live inside of us, that we wouldn't have to walk this earth blind, being led by other blind people, but we have the Holy Spirit and the ability to see and to hear from You, God. Lord, I thank You for that sacrifice that was precious to You. And we give You our very best today in Jesus' name. We thank You, Lord. Amen. Well, the Bible does say to bring your tithes into the storehouse, so we just like to bring that up to the plate. So you may do so. Amen.
Good morning, everybody. How y'all doing today?
Good morning.
Amen. It's Easter Sunday. They're going to cart all the kids off to Alcatraz. Amen. All you kids, you got a great teacher this morning. I believe Mandy's teaching this morning. Somebody say, thank God for that. Look at these Easter outfits. I tell you what, how many of you got Easter outfits? Wait. How many Easter outfits do we have? Why don't y'all just walk? Hey, let them walk the circle. We want to see the walk circles. Bring them around this way. Hello? Come on, walk them this way. What language are we speaking this morning? Bandastaya. All right, ready? 1 foot in front of the other. Hey, look at that little guy in the front. He's all decked out, man. Oh, wow. He knows he's got on the outfit. Don't you ever look better than me again on Sunday morning. Oh, wow. Look at these outfits. I guess the color today is, what's the color? Yellow? Oh, these pretty pinks. Don't they look sharp? Trace, you going to hold them all together? Oh, wow. Wow, look at that. Didn't they do good this morning? Man, all of y'all know just how much I love holiday messages. I just love being trapped into a theme or something. You know, it's nothing like that, isn't it? Just you just love it because everybody's just coming expecting, right? But I tell you what, Easter's all about Jesus. Well, every Sunday's all about Jesus, right? But Easter's all about somebody got up.
Amen.
I mean, somebody was dead and got back up again. That's a miracle. I tell you what, that tells you what kind of faith we have. We have a supernatural faith. We believe in resurrection power.
Amen.
Everybody say, dead things,
can live again.
Say it one more time. Dead things,
can live again.
Now turn around and look at the most dead person you can find this morning and say, honey, you can live again. Oh, come on. I should hear more chatter than that. I'm looking this way. Say, it's not over yet. I mean, come on. You still have got some hope. Amen. Look at the person in front of you and tell them,
dead things
can live again. Amen. Glory to God. Why don't you turn? We're going to have a lesson this morning. How many would like to have a lesson on Easter Sunday morning?
Amen.
We're going to take a lesson, then we're going to take you all out to the cemetery to practice. Isn't that a good idea? We're going to all go out there to practice, see how great your faith is, right? And you can't have your Easter afternoon lunch until you get an A on your homework assignment. And your homework assignment this morning is how to raise the dead. I'm praying this is a CD that Belle does not have. Amen. She said, I got last year's CD. I'm going to make sure you don't talk about the same thing. So, now listen, everybody say, how?
To raise the dead.
It is possible to raise the dead.
Yes.
All right. Go to John chapter 11, verse 28. Thank God for Linda, whoever she is. We want to thank Dean for being with us this morning instead of using those tickets to the Shell Open this morning. Everybody say, praise God.
Praise God.
He said, if you can hurry up and preach before they get to that ninth hole. No. John chapter 11, let's go to verse 28. And when she had said these things, she went away and secretly called Mary her sister, saying, the teacher has come and is calling for you. Isn't that a nice verse? I tell you what, Brother Jesse, are you here? Why don't you come on up? Let's read this whole chapter 11. Is that all right? Let's read John chapter 11. I got it open for you. Amen. How many of you think Jesse is the man?
Amen.
Read it like a good reader. Give me a good narrative reading. Amen. Who's going to act it out as he reads it? Amen. Go ahead,
Tommy.
Brother Jesse. John chapter 11.
All right. Now a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary who anointed the Lord with fragrant oil and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore the sisters went to him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was sick, he stayed 2 more days in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to the disciples, "Let us go to Judea again." The disciples said to him, "Rabbi, lately the Jews sought to stone you. Are you going there again?" Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours in the day? If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble, because he sees the light of this world. But if anyone walks in the night, he stumbles, because the light is not in him." These things he said, and after that he said to them, "Our friend Lazarus sleeps, but I go that I may wake him up." Then his disciples said, "Lord, if he sleeps, he will get well." However, Jesus spoke of his death, but they thought he was speaking about taking rest and sleep. Then Jesus said to them plainly, "Lazarus is dead, and I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, that you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him." Then Thomas, who was called the twin, said to his fellow disciples, "Let us also go, that we may die with him." So then Jesus came. When Jesus came, he found that he had already been in the tomb 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had joined the women around Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary was sitting in the house. Now Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever dies and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is to come into the world." And when she had said these things, she went her way and secretly called Mary her sister, saying, "The teacher has come and is calling for you." As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came to him. Now that Jesus had not yet come into the town, but was in the place where Martha met him, then the Jews who were with her in the house and comforting her, when they saw that Mary rose up quickly and went out, followed her, saying, "She is going to the tomb to weep there." Then when Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." Therefore, when Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her weeping, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. And he said, "Where have you laid him?" That they said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, "See how he loved him." And some of them said, "Could not this man who opened the eyes of the blind also have kept this man from dying?" When Jesus, again groaning in himself, came to the tomb, it was a cave, and a stone lay against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said to him, "Lord, by this time there is a stench, for he has been dead 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God?" Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me, and I know that you always hear me. But because of these people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me." Now when he said these things, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." And he who had died came out bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Loose him and let him go."
Amen. Isn't that good? Everybody say, "Loose and let that person go." That's what I intend to do to some of you guys this morning. I intend to loose just a little bit of stuff and let you go. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
My favorite, one of the things that I noticed as Brother Jesse was reading it, noticed that they, when they first found out that Lazarus had passed, they said, "Oh, he's sleeping." And Jesus said, "No, he's definitely dead." Y'all notice that Jesus said he's dead. Everybody say dead.
Dead.
There are certain things in our life that we refuse to recognize as dead. Amen. There are certain things. Before God can come to your, you know, come to you, you've got to identify your problem. Somebody say, amen.
Amen.
Y'all are just going to look at me this morning. I'm going to look right back. Amen. If I got to be up here, you're going to be up here with me. Is that all right? But there are certain things in your life that you need to recognize as dead and needing attention from God. Amen. It's okay to have dead things in your life as long as you realize that a healer, amen, that someone that comes that has resurrection power is coming to you. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Now listen, when she, in verse 28, and when she had said so, she went her way and called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, the Master is come. Amen. And calleth for thee. This morning I want you to know the Master has come, that Jesus is here and he's calling for you. He's calling down to the depths of your soul, to the very core of your spirit, to the deepest part of your life. He's calling you and saying, let me find the dark area. Amen. Let me find your dead dreams, your dead passions. Amen. Your dead relationships, that he might be able to bring resurrection life to it again. Somebody say amen. But I tell you what, you're not going to be able to come and respond to Jesus. Listen, in verse 29, she said, as soon as she did what? As soon as she did what? God called to her, and he's calling to you, but you're not going to do anything until you do what? Hear. Somebody say, hear.
Hear.
Notice that in the Bible, there was a man in the Bible, God kept calling him. He didn't know what was going on. He said, who, what? He was talking to everybody else. Situations were happening. God was whispering his name, and he went to the prophet that was with him and said, what do you want? What do you want? And that's what it is like in our lives so many times. God is calling us, and we don't know his voice to realize that God is trying to get through to us. Some say, God's ringing your doorbell this morning.
God's ringing your doorbell.
He's trying to get through, and all he wants you to do is listen and answer. Amen?
Amen.
If you can hear the Master call, somebody, he's the Master. Amen?
Master.
Amen? You'll arise. How can you tell whether someone's heard God or not? How can you tell whether someone's heard God or not come to their need? They get up.
Amen.
I don't think anybody's heard God still sitting there looking stupid. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. When Jesus comes, somebody said, well, God told me I'm going to be all right, then you wouldn't be laying in that bed anymore. Amen? God told me I was going to live forever and everything's going to be okay, then you would do something about it. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Evidence of hearing God is action. Amen?
Amen.
Certain people said, oh, I saw God sitting on my dresser. One woman told me that, you know, I think, honey, I don't think you'd be sitting here. Amen. I don't think you'd still be the way you were if God were truly sitting on your dresser. Amen. There are evidences of people that have been with God. Amen. Once I want you to know, you got a situation in your life. It may be sickness. It might be disease. It might be hopelessness. It might be all kind of stuff. But there's a Master coming to you. He's the teacher. Amen. He'll show you the way of life. Amen. And if you can hear him, you'll get up and come to him. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Let's skip on down to verse 31. Notice that when God calls your name and you start to hear God and start to get up. You ever try to get up out of something? And there are certain people that are loving your misery. Amen. They want to cry with you. Amen. I tell you what, if I got a problem, cry with me for a little bit, but then stop and let's get out of this mess. Amen.
Amen.
I'd rather have hope than a bunch of tears. Amen. Misery loves company, amen, but I don't want that friend around, amen?
Amen?
Amen. When I get someplace, I want to hear some words of life. I want to get up out of that circumstance. Notice in verse 30 to 31, it says, the Jews, them which were with her in the house and comforted her, they saw Mary, and she arose up hastily and went out and followed her. There are certain people that are going to follow you when you get up and start to do saying, she goeth unto the grave to weep. People will try to become your comforter, but you will not. You shouldn't let people become your comfort when only Jesus is your comfort in times of getting up. People can only sympathize a little bit, but nobody truly knows what you're going through but God.
Amen.
Amen. We've learned certain characteristics, how to look like. You know, someone tells you a sad story, you've seen people go, oh, it's just a facial. Most of the time they don't care. Amen. Only Jesus knows what you're going through, and so many people are stuck in a rut trying to wait for someone to cry with them. Amen. Crocodile tears is not the healing power of God. Amen. Jesus is the answer. Amen. People will always try to become your comfort, but let the Lord become your source. The Bible says he's our comforter and friend. The Holy Ghost is our comforter. So when you're down and out, when you're feeling low, when everything's all messed up, call for the perfect comforter. I just wish somebody would have called me. Anybody ever been there? I tell you what, I've been down sometimes. I just wish some people wouldn't have called me.
Yeah.
Amen. I tell you, that phone call you wish you had, sometimes, I tell you, chances are, amen, you're going to wish you never had it. Amen. You don't want that kind of comfort. Amen. When things are real low, you need the Holy Spirit to come to you, and he'll become your comforter. He'll hug you a bit and say, now it's time to get up. Amen. Amen. That's the thing about God. He'll embrace you. Amen. But that embrace is just not there to sit there. That embrace are helping arms to lift you up out of that situation. There is no one in Scripture that came to Jesus for help that he didn't fix the problem.
Amen.
Somebody say amen. Amen. There was a man by the pool of Bethesda. Amen. He was stuck there. Amen. It was a sad situation. But Jesus didn't sit on the ground beside him and say, let me put my arms around you and we'll just cry about it and watch everybody get in the water before you. Amen. Jesus didn't leave him there. And Jesus is the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. And if God comes to your need, he's not going to sit there and cry with you there. Amen. He's going to put his arms around you and lift you up. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Even if you're dead, you can get up again.
Amen.
Or we have to find a new Bible.
Amen.
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 Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise God. You guys are doing really good. We're preaching together now. Amen. Let me tell you, one thing about the comfort of men is that most of the time they don't have the power to change your circumstance. Amen. When people comfort you, they can do a little bit, they can do something, but they don't have the power to change your circumstance. But the Holy Spirit is the power of God. When he comes to be your comfort, he has the power to make that thing better. Amen.
Hallelujah.
He has the power to make impossible things possible. I believe in impossible things becoming possible. He's still Jesus. He's still a miracle worker. Amen.
Amen.
He's still working signs and wonders. Amen. Every day he's still the same. But listen, but Mary remembered all that Jesus had done in the past. Many times we can't consider God's powerful works in the future because we forget what he's done for us in the past. And chances are, I know this room is packed. God's done something for you in the past. Amen. If you've been alive for at least 5 years, God stepped through. He's worked something divinely in your life. Amen. You've seen his power before. And if you've seen it before, he can do it again. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Now listen, and Mary remembered all that Jesus had done in the past. She knew that he alone had the answer. That's why she got up from all those people that were sitting in the house crying. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. She got up out of there. You notice that Jesus didn't meet her in the house crying. He was going to meet her at the tomb.
Amen.
Somebody say thank God.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're expecting God to meet us. You know, we want to run away from our problems and we want Jesus to catch us in a bar someplace as we're trying to drink our problems away. Amen.
Amen.
Or we get upset, so we go to the complaining crew. Amen. And we get griping and we expect God to meet us in the griping crew. I tell you what, when God's going to come to your knee, he's going to go back to the problem. That's where you'll find him.
Amen.
Somebody say praise the Lord. Oh, God, help my marriage. Help my marriage. Make it all work out. You know what? And then we go with our girlfriends. We expect God to show up with our girlfriends. Amen. As you're sitting there wearing that man out around the breakfast table. Now, where is God going to meet you? He's going to go back to the tomb. He's going to go back to the dead thing. Amen. He's going to go back to the problem. If you want to find where God is, go right to the core of the problem, and that's where he'll be. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
And she came running to him. How can you tell when people really want God's help? Now, we have sympathy ministry. Amen. Amen. I mean, I tell you what, sympathy ministry would be a whole lot easier. Amen. Just patting people on the back, say, oh, you'll be dead soon. Don't worry about it. This world will soon pass over. Amen.
Amen.
We can have sympathy ministry. Amen. But God's word is to give people hope and courage. Amen. Certain ministries don't want, they said, now don't get their hopes up too high. They'll get in trouble. I'm telling you that you can have high hopes with God. You can have an expectation with God because he comes through.
Yes.
I'm not going to tell you anything differently than I want to hear myself. Amen. Somebody say, get your hopes up this morning.
Get your hopes up this morning.
I'd rather die trying. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Try to get better.
Amen.
I tell you what, how do you start to try to get better? Think about it. Amen.
Amen.
Just think, boy, wouldn't it be nice to feel good again?
Amen.
Amen. Wouldn't it be nice just to breathe a little bit? Amen. Wouldn't it be nice just to have a walk without having to take a break on the tree? Amen.
Amen.
Get your hopes up. God will meet you there. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
And she came running to him. I can tell straight up. Amen. You can watch TV and they'll tell you all kind of stuff. Amen. Well, listen to them. Amen. But I've been with people that have been in difficult situations. I've been with people that have been in impossible situations. And I can tell the ones that get out. Amen.
Amen.
The ones that get out are those that hear the voice of the Lord. Amen. And respond and come running.
Amen.
Notice that she went running. Amen. Amen. You got to get up and start running. Amen. You got to run to your healing. Amen. Like you want it. Amen.
Amen.
Bible says, as your faith is, so be it unto you. You got to get up and start to run just a little bit. Amen. Run in direction. Amen. Run, at least run in the direction of good life. Amen.
Amen.
Don't run. Don't run to the problem. Run to the answer. Notice that Jesus was going to the tomb, but who was she really running to? Amen. See, a lot of people don't realize that there are certain people that go back to the need. She was running to Jesus. Amen. Notice that at your problem, amen, there's also Jesus standing right there. Jesus is the answer. Listen, when you run to Jesus, he won't deny your need.
Amen.
That is a miracle just in and of itself. You know what? You can prove statistically. Nails is a, what are you, engineer Nails? So you can probably tell, you know, if something's, you know, you try something three times, if it doesn't work, chances are it's not going to work again, right? If you keep doing the same thing and it never gets better, isn't that somewhat insanity? Amen?
Amen.
Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results, that's insanity. I tell you what, it'd be crazy not to think that God didn't come through. Because every time that I've run to him in my life, that's all I have to go by is his word in my life. Amen?
Amen.
Every time that I've run to him with a need, he's been there to fix it. Amen?
Amen.
When you run to Jesus, he will never deny your need, no matter how great it is, no matter how impossible it is. Somebody say, amen.
Amen.
Do you have anything dead this morning? Amen.
Amen.
Everybody can get blessed. I tell you what, we've already taken the offering. Those of you that don't have a dead thing in your life that needs to rise up again, go to lunch early. You can be blessed too. Amen.
Amen.
But for those that have got some dead things this morning, I want to tell you that he is the answer. He will not deny your need. He will meet you there. Somebody say, amen. Notice that in verse 39, Jesus said, listen, where did you lay it? Everybody say that. Where have you laid him?
Where have you laid him?
I tell you what, Jesus wants to bring everything back together again. He's the restorer. Amen?
Amen.
Somebody say amen. His mercies are new every morning. It doesn't get used up. Amen?
Amen.
I'm here to find out this morning, no longer Jesus is calling you. And then when you get in front of his face, he said, where'd you put it? Where'd you put that dream you had as a little girl? Amen. Where'd you put that hope? Where did you put that stuff? Where'd you put that healing? Amen. Where'd you put it? Somebody say, where have you laid him?
Have you laid him?
So many people don't expect they can't even remember where they had it last. Amen. Jesus is asking, where have you laid your vision? Where have you laid your promise? Where have you laid your calling? Amen. God wants to get back to business again and get you restored again. Amen? Amen. Where'd you put that framing company? Amen. Where'd you put the tools to that business you used to have? Amen. Where'd you put that checkbook that was minus 972? Amen. Amen. Where'd you put it? Amen. Where'd you put those things? Do you know where they are? Do you have enough faith to go pull it out again and just to look at it again? Amen. Well, we just start all over again. Well, you can start all over again, but also fix what you once had.
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
He's that kind of God again.
Amen.
Start to visualize, amen, being whole. Amen. Start to visualize being whole. Start to focus on that thing. And somebody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Take me to the grave. So many times we want to bury our problems. We want to bury our issues and expect God to help us do those things. But Jesus said, look, take me to the grave. Amen. This is Easter Sunday morning. God wants to get everything up. Amen.
Amen.
He got up, and I tell you what, everything that's dead around him has to get up.
Amen.
Somebody say amen. You can celebrate too. And they rolled away the stone. How many of you ever had God roll some stones away in your life?
Amen.
You ever seen people that got attitudes and you just don't know where they come from? Hard-headed people. I mean, you can try to be sweet to them, but they just can't get it together. Somebody say stony.
Yeah, stony.
Always casting stones. Something go wrong, they're the first one to knock you over the head with a stone.
Amen.
Somebody say stones.
Stones.
Stony. People that are always casting stones are people that have a tomb someplace. Amen. And they're mad that something died in their life. Amen. So every once in a while, they go back to that stone that covers a tomb and chip a piece off and throw it at you. Amen. Somebody say amen. You ever notice that about people? So say, at least roll away the stone. We don't want to have God roll away our stones. Amen. We want to cover it up. Some of us, we put the stone there ourselves. Amen. I mean, I've been through some stuff. I don't even want to see it again. I mean, we got all this computer equipment up here. Ask Brother Jesse. Amen. I mean, we can't get that stuff to working in 2 days. I'm like, I want to take this thing back to the store, and I want it to get out of my face right away. I don't ever want to see it again. You ever been there? Amen. I don't ever want to see this thing again. If I could just make it go away. It may have been like that. Some of you got businesses. I don't even want to think of another sewing machine. Amen. Amen. Sometimes in this church, sometimes I would think sometime in the rough days of ministry, I don't even want to see a steeple. Amen. I mean, I don't want to hear KSBJ. Glory to God. Amen. I want to put a stone in front of it and never see it again. But before God can get to that dead thing, he's got to roll away some stones in your heart.
Amen.
You know that scripture says, break up the fallow ground?
Yes.
Amen. You can let God get to your hard heart. You can let God crack, I mean, come in there with a little jackhammer and start to chisel away to get to fix some stuff. God can't get to your dead things until he deals with your stony heart.
Amen.
Amen. Are you going to let God get to your dead promises, your dead dreams? And roll that stuff away. Ain't nothing gonna get to me. You can see him on Sunday morning. I'm gonna sit here and look at you like this. Amen. Notice that that stone didn't. If Jesus had the power to speak to the mountain, said, "Be thou removed and cast into the sea," don't you think he had the ability to roll away a stone?
Amen.
If he was the source behind Moses' power and Moses split the Red Sea and did all that stuff, don't you think he himself had the power to move a stone, to roll a stone away? But he tells us, roll away the stone. So many times we want God to force us to get better, to force healing upon us. Amen. To force good life upon us, to force hope back in our life. You got to let God get to your heart.
Amen.
Amen. He didn't put the stone there. Amen. Amen. He didn't put it there. He's not going to take it away.
Amen.
The stones that you put in front of your heart, you got to roll away.
Amen.
You don't have to be miserable forever. You don't have to have an attitude forever and griping forever. You're the only one that suffers. You're the one in the tomb. Everybody else is out there. Say, Jesus tells us to roll away the stone. God can't get to your heart until you roll away the stone. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
And when Jesus came, was come where Jesus was, and when Mary was come where Jesus was, verse 32, and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died. See, that's one of the reasons why people get stones. Hard to pray. You stony. You can't get a prayer up past that stony heart. Amen. If you had only been here, I wouldn't have this bad back. Amen. If you had been here, it wouldn't be that bad. Where were you before? Now you're going to show up. Johnny, come lately. Some of us have got a Jesus come lately attitude. They come up to prayer like that. You know what I'm saying? They give God a favor. They show up after 5 years of church, come to church, and expect God to jump through hoops to get to them. Well, I'm here now. What are you going to do for me? A lot of times when God's rolling a stone away in our heart, we have all these things, you know? Where were you before? Lord, if you had only been here. We know that God is what? Omnipresent. He was there. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
There is not a circumstance, not a situation you go through that God wasn't there. Amen.
Amen.
He's always there. Some of y'all remember me telling that story about situations. I said, hey, I just, you know, we'd always pray to God. You know, these horrible situations in their life, and I'd pray up to heaven. Oh, God, just help me. And I'd think he'd be down, up in heaven, looking down and say, oh, you can make it. Amen. I know the future. It's going to work out sooner or later. Amen. Hold on just a little while longer. Be blessed. Amen. Oh, it'll be okay. But I tell you what, God is in every circumstance with us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He's already there.
He's already there.
We're waiting for Jesus to show up. Amen. We're expecting, you know, he's going to show up in the flesh and all these other things. But if you recognize that he's already there, amen, God is only a prayer away. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. I'm trying to rush a little bit for you this morning. Amen. And when Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. And said, "Where have ye laid him?" They said unto him, "Lord, come and see." Can you roll away the stone? Amen. If you want to get that resurrection power in your life, amen, you got to say, "Lord, come and look at this situation." You say, "Amen."
Amen.
God will come and look at your circumstance. He'll come and look at your situation. Amen. And he'll show up if you need him. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Everybody say, "Lord,
Lord,
come,
come
and see."
And see.
He sees all the details. He knows everything. Amen.
Amen.
Many times Jane Ellen broke her nose yesterday and she had to go to the doctor. Amen. And they had to put her under an X-ray machine to find out whether her nose is broken. Amen. Before the physician can do anything for you, he needs to examine your circumstance. Roll away the stone, amen, so that Jesus can see what's going on, amen? Hallelujah. And he groaned in his spirit and wept. We have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmity. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
I tell you what, God's moved with compassion over the things you go through. Amen.
Amen.
I like that. Amen. God understands. He feels your pain. Amen. And I'm not saying that God's not, "Hey, just get over this stuff." Amen. God knows those things. The difference is that not only does he feel your pain, but he has the ability to make it better. Amen.
Amen.
And some of them, listen, and Then said the Jews, "Behold how he loved them." Amen. God loves you this morning.
Amen.
God loves you this morning. I tell you what, it's the love of God that's going to bring healing to you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Love has healing. And some of them said, "Could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind have caused that even this man should not have died?" Let people talk. Whose report are you going to believe?
Amen.
You're going to go through all these details of why it happened and all this other stuff. A lot of people never receive healing in their life. Amen. Inner healing, because they can't get over stuff. Amen.
Amen.
Say, forget over how it happened.
Get over how it happened.
And just fix it. How did we get here? Who cares? You're there. Get out.
Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Jesus, therefore, groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone laid upon it. There's a revelation here. I'm going to get you out there. There's a revelation. No, they'll say, why was he groaning in himself? He was really sad. He was really sad. Tell you what, if you want to raise the dead, amen, you got to go over to the other side. Somebody say amen. Said in our spirit, amen, in the spirit. You know you're a spirit, soul, and body? Amen. Romans chapter 8. Go there, 8 verse 26. We're going to find out why Jesus groaned within his spirit. Amen. We must face the mountains in our lives from the inside out. Jesus knew that this was a spiritual battle that could only be won in the Spirit by the Spirit. We must learn how to turn it over to Jesus. In Romans chapter 8, verse 26, it says, "Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray, for what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings, which cannot be uttered." When the flesh is powerless to fulfill, turn it over to the Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
Amen. Jesus realized that this was a spiritual battle. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That death, amen, is a spiritual battle. Amen. When we come to the point, amen, when Jesus came to the point of the need, he came in the spirit. He came in the realms of spiritual, of both spiritual and physical. The spirit in you can go where you cannot go. Amen. If you want resurrection power, you're going to have to do it spiritually. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
You want to bring back your dreams. You want to bring back your hope. You want to get up again. I tell you what, only through the power of the Holy Spirit are you going to be able to bring things back to life again. It's the spirit that quickens. The flesh profits nothing. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Take the Holy Spirit to the problem, to your grave, to your point of need. Amen. And when he gets there, he'll do something about it. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We're rushing here this morning because I know we got reservations all over the place. Amen. But notice Jesus called him out. Jesus called and said, Lazarus, come forth. Amen. Why did he have to say Lazarus's name? Because he just said, come forth. Every dead thing in that, whatever was in there was going to come out. Amen. He said, come forth. Amen. Every little thing that died over the last 5 years, amen, would have gotten up. That's some power, isn't it?
Amen.
That's some power, isn't it? That's why we have to be very specific in how we pray. Amen. Show them exactly where you want them to go. Take them there. Amen. Take them there. Amen. And he'll speak to that need. Amen. And that thing will get better. Somebody say amen. Amen. Glory to God. There's one more revelation I like in there. I try to get in people. Is that it's never over.
Amen.
Tell somebody that. One story that I get in Lazarus, in this story of Lazarus rising from the dead again, is that it's never over. And that we as believers should never give up.
Amen.
This is not a fairy tale. It's reality.
Amen.
Amen. Now, if this man could die and Jesus bring him, I mean, how final is death? Amen? When you're gone, you're usually pretty gone. Amen? That's over. You say, okay, well, hang it up. Amen? That's, we done lost this one. Amen? Dead 4 days. And already stinking. Dead things stink. Amen? You might have some stinking dead things in your life. Amen? That's why you bury them, because they stink.
Thank you, Jesus.
You may think it's too late and that all hope is gone. Jesus says, I am. It's never too late with God. He holds time in his hands. Jesus said unto her, I say not unto thee, when he was praying, that if thou wouldest believe, he said to her, if thou would believe, you would see the glory of God. That's a hard scripture to deal with in their lives, isn't it? People are afraid to use their faith. People are afraid to use their faith. But if you put your faith out there, amen, you'll see the glory of God. Somebody say amen. Why don't you stand up right where you are? Amen. We'll have to get to taking off grave clothes later. Amen. If you believe, you'll see the glory of God. If you just hang in there for a bit. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus will raise those things that you got dead in your life back to life again. Amen. Say all. Things are possible.
Are possible.
Amen. Amen. I want you to do a couple of things this morning. Amen. One is I want you to roll away the stone. Amen. Roll away the stone and invite Jesus in. Amen. He's not afraid to come in there, even if the tomb stinks. Amen.
Amen.
You don't have anything to be ashamed of. Amen. God loves you. He cares for you. Amen. He's not going to beat you up over your head. Amen.
Amen.
He's going to make things better. Amen.
Yes, amen.
Roll away the stone and don't be afraid to live again. Amen.
Amen.
If you believe this morning, you'll see the glory of God in your life. Can I pray for you this morning?
Yes,
amen. Amen. Say, I believe.
I believe
in new life.
In new life.
I believe in resurrection power.
In resurrection power.
Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, I pray that you would bless these people gathered here this morning with new hope, with new vision, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you would heal them, Father God, from the inside out, from the very top of their head down to the soles of their feet.
Amen.
God, you can restore. And Lord, teach us never to stop believing in you, God.
Jesus.
You are Jesus yesterday, Jesus today, and you'll be Jesus forevermore.
Amen.
Holy Spirit, would you come into this place right now and minister to the hearts of your people, Father God. There are people here with different needs, different circumstances. There are people here with situations, Father God. People feel trapped in. But Father God, you open every prison door right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we speak physical healing. Hallelujah. You are a miracle worker, God. Heal your people, Father. Heal their minds, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And heal their bodies, Father God. Restore their lives once again to wholeness.
Yes.
Father God, we speak to families this morning. Different people are gathered with their families this morning. Heal relationships in Jesus' name. Father God, bless us this morning with your presence. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you have any situations you want personal prayer with this morning, amen, we want to pray with you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And guess what we're going to pray? We're going to pray that God makes it all better. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So y'all be blessed. Put on some good music. We'll be back here tonight at 7 o'clock. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Yeah, love you, buddy. Hallelujah. Go on, Jesse. Hallelujah.